Work with you after school.
Oh, no, that's okay, Carrie.
Hi, Charlie. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hi, Cora.
Got it.
Thanks, Peg.
Kit, you look like you swallowed a fly.
Ow! All right, lover boy.
What's eating you?
You hit me on the head.
Douglas, that happened years ago.
Don't give me your wise remarks, you teenaged old man.
How'd you like to say that again?
Through a fat lip. Big man. Big deal. Charlie's starting to shave this year. 5 hairs.
I hope you will forgive my tardiness. I was called unexpectedly to the office. You will have a new classmate, so I shall ask that... Miss Beverly Mason comes to us from the state of Texas. Welcome to World Literature, Miss Mason. You may take the seat directly in front of Mr. Douglas. If you'll raise your hand, Mr. Douglas. Since Mr. Douglas is the first to recite this morning, perhaps he will tell us which page to turn to. Mr. Douglas, you may put your arm down. If you will condescend to drag yourself from the euphoria that engulfs you, we are anxious to learn the page number and nature of your recitation.
Page 79. The New Knighthood by Kudyard Ripley. by Rudyard Kipling. Who gives him a bath? I, said the wet, rank jungle sweat. I'll give him the bath.
Do you want me to explain this part before I go on?
If you possibly can.
Well, what it asks is, who'll give him a bath? I guess it means that he needs a bath. On account of the rank jungle sweat. Well, it gets pretty hot in the jungle, you know. On account of it's close to the equator. The closer you get to the equator, the hotter it gets. If you go in the opposite direction, then it gets colder. And colder. Freezing?
You may sit down, Mr. Douglas. As a matter of fact, please sit down. For years, I have held the works of Mr. Rudyard Kipling in great esteem. So why live dangerously at my age? I would suggest, Mr. Douglas, that you endeavor to recall what I have taught you about iambic pentameter? I dare not expect you to understand what you read. But if you must annihilate great poetry, at least march it to its death in rhythm.
Come on, Charlie. If she doesn't go for you, we're all dead.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, what's the deal?
Oh, I've been elected to find out if Beverly's got ice or blood in her veins.
Oh, well, big deal.
Watch closely, shortstop. Hi, beautiful. Don't you think it's about time you defrost a little?
Oh, boy. Why can't I think of stuff like that to say to girls?
Big deal.
Hey, I think she's going to say something.
In case you haven't heard, my name is Charlie Willard.
Pleased to meet you, Charlie.
As soon as you all finish scuttling to your seats, I have something to say. Due to the terrifying results of a recent class recitation, we shall endeavor to study poetry with a different approach. I will assign each one of you to a study partner. You will choose a poem and prepare a detailed report. This report will determine half your semester grade. I have paired you off as follows: Eloise Minor and Marsha Jurgens, Carrie Marsh and Charlie Willard, Tom Bragan and Estelle Wickey, Robbie Douglas and Beverly Mason, Marion Schrope and Gina Durbin, Hazel Bell and Jack Johnson, Billy Jacobs and Tom Horn, Mary Dolan and William Masters.
If you guys will excuse me, I have a few things to discuss with Beverly.
What a waste. Like pairing a gazelle with a turtle.
Well, looks like fate has sewn us together, huh?
It looks like it.
We'll have to be studying at night, so why don't you come over to my house this evening? We'll hit the books for a while and then get to know each other a little better.
Well,
I have some extra reference books that might be a big help.
Well, maybe for a little while.
Yeah, sure. Well, come on, we'll talk about it.
Like a swan and a crow.
Like gazelle and turtle better.
Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Will you sit down? Pacing up and down isn't going to get her here any sooner.
Hey, you seem a little nervous tonight, Mr. Grant.
I happen to be digesting my dinner, wise guy. Chip, will you quit messing around with that darn alarm clock?
100-yard dash and you'll break a record.
Yeah, well, I'll break your record if you don't get off my back.
Just take it easy now.
Tramp!
Tramp. Well, at least he's consistent.
Hi, come on in.
Dad? Mike? Chip? This is Beverly. This is Trent, too.
Somebody answer that door?
Yes, they did, Bub.
Beverly, this is Bub. Bub, this is Beverly Mason.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet all of you.
Well, Robbie tells us you're from Texas, Beverly.
Yes, but I was born here.
Oh, you're a native, huh?
No, I'm Swedish.
You're a freshman, huh? Well, of course she is. We're in the same class together. Well, come on, we can go in the kitchen and study. Did you bring your notes?
What notes?
Your class notes.
I don't have any notes.
Man, you must have some memory. I have to take notes.
You do?
Well, come on. We'll see y'all later.
Well, she's a very pretty girl, isn't she? But she doesn't seem too, seems just a little,
She's very mature looking for her age, but she does seem a little...
Yeah, she does seem a little,
dumb.
That's the word. You told me that Beverly only lived four blocks from here. It's taken you an hour and 45 minutes to walk her home.
She got lost.
Couldn't find her own house.
Boy, you don't know what I've been through. Must be like studying with Madame Curie. Real genius, huh?
Every time she opened her mouth, it was a catastrophe.
You're not very good at poetry, huh?
Next to her, I'm like Robert Louis Longfellow.
Robert Louis Longfellow? Oh, come on, Rob. She couldn't be that stupid.
How could anyone with such a beautiful face have such a messed up brain?
Well, it happens that way all the time. I knew a girl once in Steubenville, Ohio, I think it was. She did a fire-eating act. She was beautiful, but, boy, she was stupid.
Well, what happened to her?
Well, she drank a glass of water and put out the act.
Come on, Bub, I'm serious. Before Beverly, there was a possibility that I might flunk world lit. It's not a possibility anymore. It's a dead certainty.
Do you think he'll do all right on the assignment, Robbie?
I think Mr. Teal will get quite a jolt.
You really think he'll be impressed?
Knocking up. Oh, hi, Robbie.
Hi, Billy.
Like pheasant in the glass. Gotcha.
Don't let him bug you, Robbie. He's just jealous. Hey, what'd she like to study with?
You just wouldn't believe it.
Mr. Sutherland, even a rat in a maze eventually learns to avoid certain pitfalls. How do you account for the fact that you continually bark your shins on the same desk?
Gee whiz, Mr. Teal. I don't do it on purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Sutherland. That was a beautifully thought-out answer. Well, how are the reports coming? Miss Minor? Miss Jurgens? Mr. Bragan, Miss Wickey, Miss Marsh, Mr. Willard. Miss Mason, are you and Mr. Douglas on any better terms with Mr. Kipling?
Who?
We're doing just fine, Mr. Teal.
Being from Texas, Miss Mason, you are undoubtedly aware of the Browning Memorial in Waco?
Oh, well, she's not from that part of Texas, Mr. Teal.
Do my ears deceive me, or is there an echo in this room? Perhaps it is the voice of Rudyard Kipling crying out from his grave.
Oh,
Friday's paper?
Yes.
Well, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. What are you doing to it?
I just put some stuff in my scrapbook.
Well, couldn't you have used yesterday's paper? Oh, gosh, I don't ask very much around here. Just to read the paper and...
Dad, how old do you have to be to join the Foreign Legion?
Well, older than you are.
Well, chronological age doesn't mean anything. It's just how much you've suffered that counts, isn't it, Dad?
If that were true, I'd have joined it years ago. And Chip, if you're going to do any pasting, you'd better do it out on the kitchen table. That'd be a good place. You've got paste all over here. What's about to do? Oh, now we got company. Well, let's see what nice housekeepers we are. Oh, hello, Carrie.
Hello, Mr. Douglas. Is Robbie home?
Yes, his spirit is staggering across the Sahara Desert, but his body's over there in the couch.
I'm with her.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Well, what are you doing here?
Charlie and I just came by to pick up those reference books.
Oh, well, I'm not finished with them yet.
Charlie and I need them, and they are checked out to me.
Oh, okay. Well, they're in the kitchen.
I'll get them.
What? What's eating her?
She's a pain. You know, I've been reading and researching till my eyes water. Her and her A average.
Yeah. Her and her A average. You've got Beverly.
There's no justice.
And I've got Beverly. Oh, man. Oh. I'm gonna flunk for sure.
Why are you gonna flunk?
She drives me crazy. I tell you, Charlie, having a goddess for a study partner isn't easy.
It's not. You mean there's something wrong with her?
Wrong? No, she's perfect. But every time we sit down to study, she... Well, she just doesn't want to study.
She doesn't?
She just keeps running her fingers through my hair. I can't get any work done.
Brother.
Well, would you want a study partner like her?
She runs her fingers through your hair?
I mean, who wants to smooch when you got schoolwork to do?
She wants to smooch.
I tell you, Charlie, my concentration is shot. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hey, if she's that way with you, imagine how she'd be with me.
Charlie, don't even think about it.
What do you mean, don't think about it? Hey, listen, Rob. Let's switch.
Huh?
Look, you take Carrie. I'll take Beverly. Mr. Teal won't mind.
Oh, Charlie.
Look, you're an up-and-comer. But let's face it, experience counts. I can handle Beverly. You can't. Carrie, she's just your speed.
Oh, Charlie, I couldn't do it. It wouldn't be fair to you. I swear. You don't know what this girl can do. Look, I'll risk it. I'll risk it.
Charlie, you're taking a huge trick. I'll make sure you get voted into the Letter Society. Tomorrow morning.
You will?
Cross my heart.
Thank you for letting me sample your cookies, Mr. O'Casey.
It's a pleasure, Carrie.
Is it a deal?
Ready, Charlie?
Listen, Carrie, something's come up.
What do you mean?
Well, look. You're a great study partner, and I love working with you, but I can't turn down a friend. Robbie's been begging me to trade partners, and I'm going to do it. Now, I know you might not like it, but...
Well, why shouldn't I like it?
Well, I'm glad you don't mind, because you two belong together.
Robbie, I thought you and Beverly were...
Every minute was agony. Right, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so right. Oh, well, that must be Beverly now.
I'll get it.
Hi, remember me? Come on in.
Say, how'd you like to have me for your study partner?
Well...
Look, why don't we take a walk, and I'll give you all the details.
Well...
Where do you live?
Down the street somewhere.
She's speechless. She sure is.
Well, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say, maybe before I take you home, we can go check the moon situation.
The moon situation? Well, it's daylight outside.
Oh, yeah, but I thought maybe I could take you over by the lake and we'd wait for it to come up. Well, say goodbye again.
Goodbye again. Robbie, did you really insist on changing partners?
Well, sure I did, Carrie. Here. Well, we might as well get to work, huh? Hey, maybe you can stay for dinner afterwards.
Sure, if you want me to.
Oh, do you think that's okay, Bob?
Well, I'd love to have her.
Well, good, then we can study afterwards.
Anything you say, Robbie.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, how did all that come about?
You know, Bub, that kid may not be so hot at poetry, but when it comes to adolescent psychology, he knows more about it than Sigmund Freud.
I told you that years ago. Meanwhile, you better go down and get another steak. We're going to have a guest for dinner.
Yeah. Seems only yesterday I was burping Robbie over my shoulder. Now he's a con artist. It's a little frightening.
Puts the fan in Fandemonium Weekends? You do. We want your help in choosing which episodes are the very best, so go online to TVland.com today and make your vote count.